Hello, everybody. This is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Outer Heaven every Friday at noon. Started you off with a quick little Morrissey song, and I'm going to play a lot of music for you today because I don't know if I have a lot on my mind today, but you never know. Thoughts just pop into my head, so I will check in with you guys randomly to spout off some of my my knowledge, my wisdom. But for now, I'm going to take you right back to the song. Thank you for listening. Hope everyone out there is having a great day, enjoying the weather. Seems like a lovely day outside. The summer is winding down very quickly, and that's unfortunate, but I am very much looking forward to the fall. And again, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. I will be back shortly after a few more songs.
Don't say forget it, you are mine. No. Thank you.
The Drykung Meditation Center is a Tibetan Buddhist meditation center located off Mass Ave in Arlington Center, dedicated to the study and practice of the Buddhist teachings as preserved in the Drykung Kagyu lineage from Tibet. We meet regularly on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings for teachings and meditation practice with our resident Lama, Lama Khonchak Sonam. We also host a variety of visiting teachers and lamas throughout the years to make their teachings available to the community. We welcome anyone and everyone to come and join us for these teachings, which take place on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at the Drykung Meditation Center at 15 Bartlett Avenue in Arlington Center. Plus, now we also offer a special beginner's night every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are here to serve the community and to bring the happiness and joy of the Buddhist teachings to everyone who is interested in learning. So please, browse our site at drykungboston.org. That's DRYKUNGBoston.org. Call us at 1-888-390-5580, 1-888-390-5580, or drop in and see us in person sometime soon. A public service announcement from the Drykung Meditation Center. I sincerely apologize if I mispronounced any of the names or words in that PSA, but I think that PSA has a good message because I think meditation can be a very useful tool to a lot of people and a very nice thing, and it's nice to learn that. So I just played about half an hour of straight music for you guys, because like I said, I don't know if I got too much that's on my mind today, but you know something right now? If anyone out there has ever tried to purchase something on Ticketmaster, then you know that that is not always an easy feat. So I have been trying to purchase tickets for something that went on sale 33 minutes ago, and only just now have been able, like, when I first got there, it was, oh, there's 2,000 plus people in front of you, and now finally I have access to the tickets. I don't know if I'm even going to get any of these at this point because all of the good seats are gone. There's nothing but balcony seats anymore, and I'm a little disappointed by that, but hey, you know, what are you going to do? You can't go to everything. Not like I can afford it anyways. So, Outer Heaven Radio, this happens every Fridays at 12 p.m. So what I've been doing today is I've been playing a lot. I always play music through Spotify, but at the end of each year, Spotify gives you a playlist. This is your top songs of the year. So I follow all those playlists. I have 2016, 2017, 2018. I've been listening to a lot of the 2018 one, and a lot of those songs on there were songs that I just had on loop in this one giant playlist, and I listened throughout the summer. I did a lot of driving last year, and it's kind of taken me back. So I figured, you know, before our summer ends, I would play some of those songs for you, because some of them have a pretty special place in my heart. But anyways, I will be back shortly after a couple more songs to read off the new movie listings like I normally do, because I encourage people to go see movies in theaters. But I'm going to play just a couple more songs for you, and I'm going to try to secure some tickets to this event that I'm trying to go to in the meantime. But, you know, we'll wait and see, because I'm just not sure how realistic that is anymore. I hope everyone out there is having a great and safe day. I hope some of you guys have been recognizing some of the obscure bands that I've been playing. Obviously, I threw a Weezer song in there, and I started off with Morrissey, and I know they aren't obscure, but some of these other bands are. I like shining lights on bands that don't have a lot of recognition to spread the word about good music. So this next band coming up is a band called Air Formation, and the name of the song is Daylight Storms. Everybody, I'm back again. I just gotta say, Ticketmaster is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I have been trying to secure tickets for a little while now, and then I find two tickets, they just appear, that are right next to each other. I click on them, I go to proceed, and then it gives me an error, and then it refreshes the page. I've been in this loop for a little while now. It'd be nice to secure two tickets to this event, but, you know, those are the risks that come with wanting to go out and spend money, I guess. Anyways, the time is about 12:50. I don't have too much longer with you guys, only about 10 minutes. So real quick, I've pulled up the new movie releases that are coming out today, and I'm looking at it, and there's not a lot of interesting stuff. One thing I think is interesting is Blinded by the Light. This is a movie, it looks pretty good. It's about, I'm not reading a synopsis or anything, it's just off the top of my head, but I think it's about some kids who are not from America, and they really, really want to see Bruce Springsteen. And so they end up traveling to America to see Bruce Springsteen, and it's kind of that story. And I don't know, I think that's interesting, especially if you're a fan of The Boss, like I am. I like Bruce Springsteen. Looking at what else is coming out, let's see if there's anything worth note. Gosh, you know, I'm not seeing anything. I mean, the Angry Birds movie 2 is coming out, if that's your cup of tea, but I don't know if I'd recommend that. I guess not. So, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. I think this is a sequel to a shark movie that came out like a year or two ago, and who knows? Maybe that's good, campy fun. I can't make any promises, but if you're into that, maybe go see that. That's about all I got. Although, one thing I will note is that on Netflix, a couple things came out that I think are interesting and worth noting. I just remembered that season 2 of Mindhunter has dropped today, which is I'm excited about. I think that's a great show. I think season 1 was a lot of fun. And, you know, maybe I would have started it this morning if I didn't just remember. Also, they released little specials, continuations of Rocko's Modern Life and of Invader Zim. If you grew up watching 90s cartoons, and Invader Zim was more like early 2000s, but I think that's really cool, and apparently they're good. So maybe those are worth watching. I know I'm going to check them out at some point. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning before work, who knows. Wow, these tickets are incredible. Like, I gotta keep constantly checking because these little blue dots just keep popping up, and I'm trying to get two together, but I just can't seem to do it, unfortunately. So, anyways, if you are trying to go to the movies this weekend, I don't really have very many recommendations for you. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is still playing in theaters. There's no Marvel movie for the rest of the year. I'm sure Hobbs and Shaw is still there as well. Seems like it's a bit of a slow August, but they can't all be winners. So maybe you're better off just watching Netflix this week instead. Or maybe you can take an old DVD from the pile that's sitting on your shelf that you forget about and that's collecting dust, and watch an old movie or something. I watched Donnie Darko because I own the DVD. I watched it with my girlfriend Kayla. She had never seen it before, and I hadn't seen it in probably like 10 years or something. But I remember watching that movie when I was probably in like the 6th or 7th grade, and that was one of the first weird, surreal, independent movies I can recall watching, and I think an important movie that got me to fall in love with movies in the first place. And rewatching it, I find it still holds up. I think that movie's awesome. So if you haven't watched Donnie Darko and you have the DVD lying around, go watch it. I'm not sure if it's on any streaming services. I apologize. But, you know, go to the... I want to say your local store, but who even sells DVDs anymore? I guess people do sell DVDs still. I don't know what I'm talking about. DVDs haven't gone anywhere yet. Anyway, so the time is 12:53, and I just want to remind everyone that this is Danny. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to play you guys out with one more song, and then I'm going to take off. And I will be returning Tuesday for Black Stripes or White Keys at 10 p.m. I will be covering for my girlfriend Kayla, who is on vacation. I hope she has a wonderful time, even though I am stuck here. But, you know, someone's going to play you guys some music. So I'm going to close off with a song I like by a band called Suicide. The song is Surrender. It's been making a little bit of a comeback lately in movies and things that I've noticed, but it's a good song, so I hope you all enjoy it. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will see you again Tuesday night at 10 p.m., and take care. I surrender.